Long-term residents of hotels and motels who have lost their jobs amid the coronavirus pandemic face a weekly struggle to pay the rent. Hotel managers who want their money are using a variety of tactics to try and collect. Attorney General Josh Stein warns some of those may be illegal. WFAE's David Borax has this report as part of our Finding Home series.
Some long-term residents at the InTown Suites Hotel in Matthews say the manager locked them out of their rooms one night last week in a dispute over unpaid rent. Angelina Fryert says it happened when she was out at the store.
When me and my wife got home, we tried to go in our room and our key kept turning red. So then the maintenance man was like, oh, they're telling us we're not allowed to open nobody's door for us. Basically, they went in people's rooms without nobody there, removed everybody's TV.
Fryert says she was behind on the $300 weekly rent after losing her job when the pancake restaurant across the parking lot closed. The manager let them back in after they gave him all the cash they had, about $40. InTown Suites tells another story. A spokesman says three rooms were temporarily locked so police could investigate an unspecified incident. Matthews Police Chief Clark Pennington says the manager did call police to report possible drug activity, but he says his officers are well-versed in state eviction laws and told the manager they couldn't get involved in a landlord-tenant dispute, which is a civil matter. Fryert says it wasn't the first incident like this. She says at other times the hotel has turned off electricity and Wi-Fi and once shut off the water for about 12 hours.
And they still trying to harass people to pay when they know people don't have no income.
In another recent case, the Days Inn on East Woodlawn Road in Charlotte cut off water and electricity to long-term residents in an attempt to get them to leave. The hotel manager said they were shutting down after the staff refused to keep working during the COVID-19 outbreak. As of Friday, residents were still living there without housekeeping and other services. The two hotels are among more than 100 hotels in the Charlotte area that got warning letters about illegal evictions from North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein a month ago. Stein says people who live in hotels or motels can have the same rights as other tenants under North Carolina law, depending on how long they've lived there, whether they get their mail there, and whether they list it as their permanent residence. So managers can't just lock the doors or shut off the lights. They need a court order to evict tenants legally.
We've heard from some tenants where they've been threatened with eviction or changing the lock where they have been long-term tenants, and that's obviously a concern.
But Stein says complaints are flowing both ways right now.
But we've also gotten some complaints from hotel owners where people who are not long-term tenants are trying to claim tenancy and argue that they don't have to pay their bills.
Evictions are on hold for now in North Carolina. State courts are closed until at least June 1st because of the COVID-19 outbreak. Jessica Moreno is a tenant organizer with Action NC who's been working with tenants at the two hotels. She worries we could see a wave of evictions after June 1st.
These are tactics that are already being used by some in the industry. I won't blanket them all, but we're hearing a lot more of it. And we're going to keep hearing a lot more of it, especially after the moratorium is lifted.
Local aid programs are trying to help avoid financial disaster for residents and the hotels. Charlotte's Crisis Assistance Ministry spent more than $690,000 in April to pay weekly rents for 1,200 families at 50 hotels, says the agency's Liana Humphrey.
We've known all along that there are thousands of families here in Charlotte who call hotels and motels home. The urgency that came to the surface was when the courts closed, it wasn't at the time clear to hotel residents or to hotels that that order also applied to individuals for whom a hotel is their primary residence.
Angelina Fryert and other residents at the InTown Suites were among those who got help from Crisis Assistance Ministry, though it ran out after a couple of weeks. She hasn't received a federal stimulus payment yet and says the backlog of applications has kept her from getting unemployment benefits. But there's still a light ahead. Last week, she found a job at another restaurant nearby. She's hoping to start work soon and start collecting a paycheck again. Meanwhile, over at the Days Inn, residents are in a standoff with the owner. They're working with Legal Aid of North Carolina, which says it's considering a lawsuit. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.